Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us on Sunday evening, May the 31st, 2015.
Good evening. It's great to see. I'm going to stand in here because I think everybody can see me. It's great to have you with us tonight. We're looking forward to this service. They're actually live streaming it too, and some of my folks back in Atlanta wanted to watch it, so there you go. There are people all over. The live stream has been great, by the way, thanks to Jimry and his crew that are kind of heading us up, and we're getting a lot of great comments about it, and I think you can get on and look at some of the ones that are recorded too. So, and now I'm getting over my head, so I'll let you get with Jimry on that if he needs some help. So, well, we're here for the handbell concert, and they have worked really hard. I hear them practicing. I kind of sit back in the wings on Wednesday nights and listen to them, and I'm around different parts, and I hear them practicing, and Trish and the handbell choir really do work hard. So I think you're going to enjoy tonight. I'm glad you've joined us. We're going to pray, and we'll take a couple little breaks in between. There'll be a couple of solos. And looking forward to that. We'll take our offering in a little while as well. So we're going to pray and we're going to get started. Lord, for this evening, we give you thanks and we praise you for just music and the opportunity that we have to praise you and thank you in many different ways in music. And we just thank you for the handbells and the beautiful sound that they make. And we thank you for the talent and just the hard work and effort that these folks have put into this night as well as throughout the year. And we thank you for them and their ministry among us. We pray for tonight you give them clarity as they play and to remember the things that they've learned so well. And we'll thank you and give you praise, for it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Well, we would like to say welcome and thank you for coming. Since we didn't print programs, I'll just go ahead and announce the songs. We have three songs, a solo, three songs, and a solo, so we'll do it in that order. As they said on Grace on the Go, our music is sacred-ish. Some of the music doesn't have any words. It's actually written for handbells, and so we're starting with one of those, Celebrate with Ringing. Then we'll be playing In Christ Alone. And then we'll do, it's a different arrangement of Praise God From Whom All Blessings Flow, and we hope you really enjoy it.
Thank you.
One of the things that you'll notice with handbells is there's a lot more than just handbells. It's a percussion instrument in itself because the bell is struck with the hammer, but we also strike it with other things. We have things called mallets, and then there are table damps or table marts, where you're striking the bell into the table, which gives it a different sound. And then the long things that you're seeing every now and then are called hand chimes. And so they have, as you can hear, they have a totally different sound too. So you can do a lot of things with them. And so at this point, we are going, and see that she's ready. So Linda Shinnefield will be playing Seek Ye First.
Thank you.
Okay, as we're getting ready for our next set, we have a lot of helpers with handbells, and some of these are husbands, some of these are fathers, and I was, Joya didn't make it, did she, I guess. We have one helper that's been helping us for years because she had to come with her mom. So, as Fred said, we practice every Wednesday, and these things can get heavy from time to time. So some of the husbands come in and help us take out the tables and store them and take them out for us. So we've asked them to help us in this next piece. This is called Holy Manna, and then we'll be doing Take It to the Lord in Prayer, and then we'll finish the set with the prayer.
Thank you, Trish. This is great. Thanks for the volunteers there, too. They really volunteer, or did you go? Okay. They're husbands. There you go. I'm going to ask the ushers to come forward. We're going to take the offering, and the next piece will be played as they take the offering. I don't think I welcomed visitors tonight, and I'm really sorry. I just kind of got carried away, but I do see some folks that don't normally attend here. We're glad you joined us tonight and a part of this special concert tonight. Les, would you lead us in prayer, please?
I love you. We thank you for your most precious gift, Jesus Christ. We pray that this offering will go to glorify you and love you again. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Bible says that we should give tribute to whom tribute is due. And all of this group is was brought about by several people in the church, but one person who took great pains to lead. And I'm sorry he's not able to be here today, but tonight, but we wanted to honor Don Sandberg, Mr. Sandberg. He was my teacher, so he's always Mr. Sandberg to me, for starting our group and going through all the pains of hearing us learn. And although I learned at a different church, but he was very patient, and he worked hard, so hard. And I kind of felt like when I took over the directing, it wasn't done. We didn't give him the tribute we should have. So we have flowers and a card for Mr. Sandberg. One of the things, like we had said before, I talk about choreography with the group. There's so much of this, and you see in the solos about the choreography. You'll see a lot more in Roman's solo, because it's just as much about knowing where you put the bell and picking and grabbing the bell and knowing where you put the mallet and knowing where you put the chime so that you can pick it up quickly and changing from a sharp to a flat to what I call white bells and black bells. So there's a lot of that. And when you're memorizing, not only are you memorizing notes, you're as much memorizing the movement as you are with anything else. And so we talk about that with the group a lot of times, and I always say it choreography, but somebody else in one of our sessions called it the movement, learning the movement. So we will let you hear Roman play A Fount of Blessing. all decided if I just had that energy. Okay, so this is our last set. Thank you again for coming. Before we close everything, though, we do want to thank several of our helpers. First of all, we've got Tina Holcomb on the piano. She has helped us through the year also, and she stands in for me if I have to be out for a rehearsal, and I really appreciate all that she does. We also, if you've seen a strange face that maybe you don't know, it's very hard to get this many people to be able to stay in the same place at the same time. And we thought we had tonight nailed down, and Joanna Rice found out she had to be out of town for a graduation. So Chris Forrester has stood in for us, and she's only had 2 weeks of practice. She is amazing also. She's actually the conductor of the handbells at Woodland Park, and she also plays with the Metropolitan Bells in Chattanooga. And if you ever get a chance to go hear the Metropolitan Bells, they're pretty amazing too. I've heard them with the symphony, and it's like, oh, that's cool. So for this set, we start off with a fun one, This Little Light of Mine, and it's got really some fun parts to it. I think you'll like it. And then we're going to Make Me an Instrument of Thy Peace. This, just a little bit of background on this piece. This was written for the tragedy at Columbine. And music is always from our heart, and people who write music, they usually have something in mind when they're writing it. At the end of this piece, you will hear 12 dongs, for lack of a better word. Each one of those is to commemorate one of the people who passed in Columbine. So this whole thing, if you remember the story, some of that started as Cassie, a girl, I think her name was Cassie, was sitting outside, and one of the guys asked her if she believed in Jesus Christ, and she said she did, and he shot her. And from there on, it just touched. So they took the song, Make Me an Instrument of Thy Peace, and they dedicated it to Columbine. So I wanted you to know a little bit about that. And then we'll end with a praise song called Joy and Celebration. To ask you, or to put it in your heads, that Don especially is begging for me to say this. We have some openings in our choir. If you enjoy this, if you think this is fun, please let us know. And we practice on Wednesday nights. We're going to break for the summer, but we'll start back in August or September practicing again. We have what Don is actually... he's actually playing two parts. So we've rewritten some things for him to be able to play two parts. So he would love to have some help. And everyone in the handbill said, make sure you ask for someone to come help us. But we practice every Wednesday night. We try to play once a month. Sometimes it's once every other month. But thank you again. But just let us know. You can contact me. You can contact Fred or Linda Shenefield. We're always around. We're always around. And just come in and listen and practice with us to see if you like it, and then we'll go from there. Because once you come in, we won't let you leave. So whatever. Thank you.
you so much. That was wonderful. Some beautiful, beautiful arrangements. I think there's some ladies that have a presentation to make at this time.
We as a choir want to say thank you to Trish. She has taught us, encouraged us, and forgiven us 70 times 7 each for our musical transgressions. Thank you, Trish.
I also want to personally thank Trish. I've known Trish for a long time. Trish and I were in college together and kind of went our separate ways. And she was a member here when I came 20-plus years ago. So we've known each other a long time. And I think the thing that I love about Trish is that she's always willing just to step right in and do whatever I need her to do, whether it's play the keyboard or piano or organ, I think, occasionally. And when Don Sandberg stepped down a couple of years ago, Trish agreed to step in. And she had taken some time for him when he was away. But just appreciate Trish. And Tina and I love her dearly. And Lynn and now Doug and his family. So I'm having a hard time getting used to calling her Cunningham. So I don't know how many music schedules I put out with Trish Tweedy on there, and she's, again, forgiven me for that, too. But we appreciate that. Thank you so much for being here tonight. We appreciate that. And if you're visiting tonight and don't have a church home, we'd love for you to consider Grace. And if you have a church home, stay there and be involved. And I mean that in a good way. Stay there and be involved. And just trust the Lord and keep reflecting Christ. That's what we hope you're about in your home church as well. So we're glad you came tonight. Praise the Lord for all these folks here. And let's give them one more round of applause. So let's pray together. Father, thank you so much for your Son, Jesus Christ, and the salvation that we find in Him alone. And we thank you so much for the opportunity to be here tonight and to listen to beautiful music. We thank you for all the effort that's been put into this concert tonight. Bless these folks this summer as they take a break and as we look forward to hearing them again as the fall begins. And again, we praise you, Lord, for the opportunity to be here tonight. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. You're dismissed. Thank you.